The tourism sector is brimming with opportunities for manufacturers and budding entrepreneurs. Today on Tourism Roundup, we tell you how small manufacturing businesses across the island are benefiting from opportunities in the sector. And in our No Jamaica feature, we trod to the Milk River Spa in Clarendon. Welcome to the program, and please stay with us. Tourism is one of the main drivers of economic growth and job creation worldwide. In Jamaica, tourism is the top foreign exchange earner and contributes approximately $4 billion annually to the country's economy. The sector has direct links with agriculture, agro-processing, and the manufacturing industries. These industries contribute immensely to the growth of the tourism sector and also help to sell brand Jamaica worldwide. Managing Director of Bartley's All in Wood, Lacey Ann Bartley, is among several small business owners who are benefiting from the sector.
Tourists are a major consumer of my product, so therefore, when visitor arrivals are up, my business benefits from the sale of token souvenirs and gifts. My products are in some of the major gift shops, including Sandals and Couples, and so they interact with my pieces on a daily basis. The trickle-down effect is significant. My value chain is very large, so from the supplier of the offcuts to the builders in my community, to the taxi men, to the carvers, the turners, the engravers, the person who packs it, and the more as my demand increases, so does my value chain.
Miss Bartley designs and manufactures Jamaican-made items, which are displayed in various hotels and businesses across the island. Over 1 million tourists visit the island yearly, which provides a number of avenues for small and medium-sized enterprises to benefit. Some elements of the tourism product include accommodation, transportation, attractions and tours, dining and entertainment, inclusive of festivals and events, and the support services. Managing Director of Brescia Enterprise, Randy McLaren, says as a young entrepreneur in the manufacturing industry, the tourism sector remains his main customer.
It's how we hope to benefit from the tourism sector, and hopefully it's a two-way process, in that we design and manufacture a range of products. And so we do bags, backpacks, tote bags, cross-body bags, with the shorts and moving into handbags and stuff like that. But basically, we find that tourists love things that are made in Jamaica, have Jamaican colors and the thematic colors of Rastafari.
Mr. McLaren says for the tourism industry to grow, expanding the linkages hub for local producers is critical. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says he intends to further strengthen linkages between hoteliers and agro-producers in a bid to increase the use of locally grown produce in the sector.
The capacity to do so is what we must generate and have. And in generating that capacity, there has to be partnership. There has to be collaboration. Because some of the entities may have to partner with local producers in order to get the level of sufficiency that is required to meet the demands.
Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. The Milk River Spa in Clarendon is a unique setting for guests to submerge their bodies in one of the best mineral baths in the world. The 221-year-old property is best known for its wondrous healing powers and its relaxing baths. That's it for today's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Shanari Ferran.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.